Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 30th, Friday, 2019, day 242. Today's topic: our ministry is to lead people to see Jesus. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 96 verses 1 to 6, Job chapter 34 verse 1 to chapter 36 verse 33. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 1 to 12, Proverbs 22 verses 10 to 12. Today's main passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 1 to 6. Paul says, "Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. By listening, today's topic, our ministry is to lead people to see Jesus, is very interesting. I can sense that this ministry is extremely difficult from what Paul says in today's 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 1 to 6. Because many people's eyes have been blinded by this world. They cannot see the Jesus of what we see. The light of Jesus cannot enter into their hearts, and they are being captured by darkness and helplessness. Darkness anxiety and depression. There's no way out in this kind of difficult situation. May you be willing to accept this ministry to lead people to see Jesus so that many can experience from death to life. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to accept this ministry so that we can lead people to see you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to be able to accept this ministry so that you can lead people to see Jesus? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.